Disney's Port Orleans Resort features sister hotels, Riverside and French Quarter. But which is the best for you? For some, it's Riverside, which transports you to the nostalgic Southern Bayou, reminiscent of the elegance and grace of the classic film Gone with the Wind. On the other hand, the smaller Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter has a taste of Cajun cuisine and jazz-filled nights. Whether you're planning your first trip or are a seasoned Mouseketeer, choosing the right resort can make all the difference. And stick around for a bonus tip that can make or break your Disney holiday. So are you Team Riverside or Team French Quarter? Let us mosey down the Sasagula River to find out.
My name is Martin, I'm a former Disney cast member, and now I help people like you have better holidays to Orlando. And you're in good hands. Check out our 5-star rating on Trustpilot, and 96% of our guests would recommend us to their friends too.
Let's start with the Riverside. This is Disney's second largest resort with nearly 2,050 rooms. That's over double of the neighbouring French Quarter. Riverside is massive compared to its French Quarter counterpart. With sprawling landscapes, winding pathways along the Sasagula River and lush gardens, it feels more like a mini village than just a resort. If you're someone who loves exploring different corners of your resort or enjoys having plenty of space around you for morning jogs or evening strolls, Riverside has got you covered. It's a huge resort. And after a morning jog or stroll, start your day with hearty breakfast options at Riverside Mill Food Court. For dinner, head over to Boatwright's Dining Hall, cross the bridge to a 3-plus-acre hideaway with an old-fashioned swimming hole and sawmill slide. It's one of the best theme pools at Disney World and is inspired by the story of Tom Sawyer, Old Man Island. 5 other leisure pools are arranged around the resort too, 3 in Alligator Bayou and 2 in Magnolia Bend. Disney spruced up the Alligator Bayou rooms in 2019. These rooms, plus the ones at Caribbean Beach, can fit 5 peeps. But the 5th bed is more like a pull-down job for kiddos. You'll find hickory tables and fake wood floors in these rooms. And the bathrooms now have more shelf space and a curtain to separate while 3 people are getting ready at the same time. If you're into princess stuff, you'll love the royal rooms at Riverside. They're located in the Oak Manor and Parterre Place buildings, which kind of feel like mansions. The rooms are decked out with fancy curtains, faucets, portraits, and other decorations for all you prince and princess fans out there. It's fit for royalty for real. Coming up next, we'll be checking out French Quarter, and I'll reveal to you my personal favourite resort.
If you're finding this useful, give it a thumbs up. It really does help us to get those videos out to as many people just like you as possible.
Now, let's take a wander over to French Quarter. If you're looking for a charming resort with all the flair of New Orleans, this is your spot. Picture cobblestone streets, gas lamps, and wrought iron balconies that make you feel like you've been transported straight to the heart of the French Quarter. One of my favorite things about the French Quarter is its size. It's small and cozy, making it super easy to navigate. It's one of Disney's smallest and most charming resorts. With just one bus stop to the theme parks, you won't have to worry about long waits or multiple stops before you get where you're going. Everything is conveniently close by. From the pool to the dining options, if you want more options, you can just take a quick stroll to the pool at Port Orleans Riverside. The rooms have wooden floors, cherry headboards, pops of purple, and cherry wood credenzas. They're really stylish but still have a theme. The food court at French Quarter is called Sasagula Floatworks. You can get a meal there for as low as $6 and up to $15, so it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Ah yes, let's not forget one of the biggest highlights, Mickey-shaped beignets. These sweet treats are an absolute must-try, fluffy beignet that's dusted with powdered sugar and shaped like our favourite mouse. Pure bliss. You can grab these delights at Scat Cats Club Cafe, adding an extra sprinkle of magic to your stay. Stick around to the end and I'll be sharing with you the best and worst times to visit Disney World. And believe me, this really makes a huge difference to your holiday. Planning a trip to Orlando got you going goofy? Well, don't worry. We've put together everything you need to know about planning and booking a holiday to Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. And the best part, it's completely free. Use the link in the show notes to join now. It's packed full of videos, tips, and guides from our Orlando gurus. Tap the link below and start learning how to plan your awesome Orlando adventure. If you can't make up your mind, luckily, both resorts are within walking distance from each other. That means if you're staying at one but craving something from the other side, like those irresistible beignets. It's just around a 10-minute walk away along scenic paths by the Sasagula River. And remember that at either hotel, you can get into each theme park 30 minutes earlier than off-site guests every day. So there we have it. The lowdown on what makes both these resorts unique gems in their own right. At French Quarter, expect cozy vibes, perfect for relaxing evenings after bustling days at theme parks. It's a smaller resort, so it's much easier to get around. With only one bus stop, it makes getting to the parks quicker, and of course, beignets. Over at Riverside, immerse yourself in grandeur amid expansive grounds, brimming with activities and diverse dining experiences, awaiting discovery around every corner. If you want more facilities, a great pool and space, then this is the resort for you. Now, here's my personal take. I absolutely adore the French Quarter. Its quaint charm and easy navigation make it my go-to choice when I visit Disney. Plus, those beignets are a sweet bonus that I can't resist. But honestly, both resorts have their own magic and can make your stay unforgettable. So whether you're swayed by the intimate allure of French Quarter or the grand expansiveness of Riverside, you're in for a fantastic time. If you haven't already done so, tap the link in the show notes. There you'll find tons of helpful videos and guides to help you have the most awesome Orlando adventure ever. And the best part, it's 100% free. So what are you waiting for? Unless, of course, you don't want to have an awesome time in Orlando, tap that link now to supercharge your Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando holiday today.
Not sure when to visit Orlando in 2025? Don't worry, we've crunched the numbers to let you know the best and worst times to visit. If you're interested in finding out, check out this video. For now, have a magical day.